This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that full-page ads in leading newspapers have depicted the Statue of Liberty, one of the beloved symbols of our great nation, a Statue of Liberty being swept by some kind of tidal wave, the waves way high and the Statue of Liberty actually holding up a cross to try to get those waves to move back. What are the waves? They are labeled theocracy. And the text for the ads that are placed by the Freedom From Religion Foundation say, stem the tide of white Christian nationalism. Dan Barker is co-president and the co-founder of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, based in Madison, Wisconsin. He is the author of Godless, Life-Driven Purpose, fairly clever essay on the purpose-driven life, Free Will Explained, and Me, Mere Morality. He is the co-president with his wife of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And Dan, first of all, this idea of a tidal wave of white Christian nationalism and theocracy, how does that jibe with what is in the text of the ad itself, which is that 29% of Americans now, according to some polls, show themselves as people without religion? Churches are closing by the thousands every year. We have been talking on this program about some of the decline in religious faith and enthusiasm. How does that amount to a tidal wave that's about to overtake the Statue of Liberty and the Republic?
Well, hi, Michael. Thanks. Good to talk to you again. I'm not one of the co-founders. I came on in 1984, but my wife, Annie Laurie Gaylor, is one of the co-founders of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And you're right. Non-religion is growing really fast. I don't know if we would call that a tidal wave, but the religiously unaffiliated right now are about 30% of the country. Tens of millions of good Americans who are not religious. And, of course, among young people, it's about 40% among the millennials in that. But white Christian nationalism
is a subset. Can I just interrupt for a moment? Why do you think that's happening? Why do you think that's intensified in the last few years, certainly the last 10 years, that more and more people have been turning away from religion?
Well, I think our country is growing up, finally. It's similar to what happened in Europe after centuries of fierce religious violence. Most Europeans today are pretty much secular. They're tired of the fights. They're tired of the discrimination. A lot of young people, if you survey them, are really fed up with the religions, not all, of course. There are many good religious people, but with the right-wing religions' opposition to gay rights, for example, to abortion rights, to women's rights, and so on. And part of that also is probably the Internet. Now there's more information available. Young people are more savvy these days. They're not likely to be lectured to by some person wearing a clerical collar, and so it just looks like human nature wants to progress and move away from whatever you want to call it, the Dark Ages or theocracy. So there might be other reasons than that, but it's a good sign, I think, that we're finally starting to get rid of some of the divisiveness and smallness of religion.
Okay, so let me try to get this straight, because again, this is a very arresting ad. And it seems to suggest that we are being engulfed by a tidal wave. And the tidal wave is theocracy. And then in the text of the ad, you say, surveys show that the nuns, the 29% of adult Americans with no religious affiliation, are the sector most committed to secular values and personal liberty. There are more atheists, agnostics, or nothing in particular than any one religious sect. So what's the tidal wave that's going on here? Is it a tidal wave of secularism or a tidal wave of white Christian nationalism, as you put it?
Well, the wave has the word theocracy in it. By the way, that's a beautiful picture that Steve Benson drew. He used to be the editorial cartoonist at the Arizona Republic, a former Mormon and grandson of the Mormon President Ezra Taft Benson. But, for example, it looks like there's a train wreck in slow motion happening in this country. You're right. Religion is diminishing. More and more people are secular. But in the courts and in the seats of power, theocracy and Christian nationalism is getting stronger. They're kind of like a dying animal in the forest. They know they're going down. They're losing the culture wars, and they want to take everything down they can with it. And so our current Supreme Court, for example, really does show the tide as they're trying to reverse a lot of the progressive secular gains that have been made in this country. And, of course, they were appointed and nominated mainly by people in favor of extremist conservative Christian views, and there are some Jews and others in there as well. So that's the tidal wave, that even though our country is becoming less religious, the courts are becoming more religious, and they are overturning precedent. They are, they're siding with these Christian nationalists who complain, who whine that they are being persecuted because they don't have the religious freedom to persecute others, like baking a cake for a gay couple than that. So there is a tide, and it's not so much demographic.
Wait. How does choosing not to bake a cake, promoting gay marriage, how does that amount to persecution?
Well, they are claiming that is persecution for the state to step in and tell them that.
Right.
It's,
in
it's
other
a
words, why should it?
If
you're deciding you want to bake a cake, it's not the government's business. If you decide you don't want to bake a particular cake with a particular inscription on it, isn't it kind of a big step to say that it somehow amounts to persecution to decline an assignment that asks you to replicate a message that you don't agree with?
I think you misunderstood what I said earlier. The court is siding with those Christians and religious people who claim they are being persecuted when they are the ones who want to persecute and discriminate against others. It is the government's business in a place of public accommodation under the civil rights law. I mean, could they refuse to bake a cake for a black person, for example? That violates civil rights. So,
right, and it violates the law specifically. But the question I would really ask is basically the ads that you're putting. There's another very controversial campaign. You have that as a picture of the Holy Bible and the Book of Mormon, and it has the headline, "Ban These Books." And then the subhead, "If the state of Utah and its school boards insist on censoring sensitive material in our public schools, then they must start with the Bible and the Book of Mormon." You don't really believe that, do you? I mean, you don't really believe that it would be a good idea to prevent people from learning something about the Bible, which has been crucial to our civilization.
Well, we make the point explicitly that we think people should read the Bible. If more people read the Bible, there'd be more atheists. And we are opposed to book banning. But if the state of Utah wants to ban material that it considers to be obscene and pornographic, then the Bible should be at the top of that list.
The Bible should be at the top of the list for obscene and pornographic material. Dan Barker from the Freedom from Religious Foundation, the Freedom from Religion Foundation. When we come back, and maybe we can continue speaking for a few more moments, you're asking people to join the nation's largest association of free thinkers, atheists, and agnostics, working to keep religion out of government. What precisely if people do contribute to your organization, what are they contributing to do? We will get back to that and more with Dan Barker coming up on the MedVet Show. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Politics to pop culture, and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, glad to be joined by Dan Barker, who is co-president of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And they have put forward some very arresting and very attention-getting full-page ads in major newspapers with national circulation like the New York Times. And one of the things that they say here is that they want people to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, help FFRF, Freedom From Religion Foundation, defeat the big lie that the United States is a Christian nation, protect the constitutional principle of separation between religion and government that shields our democracy, because there's nobody to save us but ourselves. When people contribute to your organization, what are they contributing specifically to do? What's the money going to be used for?
Well, there's two things. One is to educate the public about the views of the tens of millions of good Americans who don't believe in a God or who are not religious. And we do that through ads like these. You might have seen our ad with Ron Reagan on national TV. We have books and newspaper and radio show and TV show and such. But the main thing we do, our main purpose, is keeping state and church separate through legal action. We have 10 full-time attorneys and right now about 6 interns writing letters of complaint, filing lawsuits, challenging any incursion of religion into our secular governments. And we win most of our cases, about 60% of the time, and often without even going to court. For example, we stopped a school in Texas just this week from having prayer at their public high school graduation. So, we have a strategic action team which is looking at state bills across the country, and we have a full-time lobbyist in D.C. working with Congress. So we're very active in making sure that this beautiful, precious American principle of state church separation is preserved.
Do you think the tradition that we have of the Congress of the United States opening its sessions with a prayer, and they represent various denominations and religious backgrounds? I know they've had rabbis and imams and Indian Hindu gurus. They've had all kinds of people opening our congressional sessions with prayer. Is that something that should stop?
Well, yes, and that's up to Congress to make their own rules about what they want to do with that. But as a matter of fact, you brought up that issue. My member of Congress, Mark Pocan here in Wisconsin, has asked the current chaplain of the House of Representatives to have me come in and open with an invocation, or if you will, a secular prayer, and we're waiting for a response. Under Trump, the chaplain then, who was Roman Catholic, turned me down. We even went to court, and then the court said, well, the House can have its own rules, which we don't even think is fair. But if you view the...
But people may not know, Dan, you're also somebody who used to be on the other side. You used to be an evangelist, didn't you?
Well, that's part of the plea that Pocan is making to the current chaplain, is that I do have an ordination. I was a Christian minister for 19 years, and I preached. And in fact, I'm still performing weddings, and I still do memorial services and that, using that ordination. Although I'm no longer a Christian, the state doesn't care if your theological views have changed. So why, you know, if the House of Representatives is representative, why should they not allow our representative to ask somebody of non-faith to also participate in this, you know, this equal government program?
Which is a very good question. Let me hit you back with another question on something you said earlier. We were talking about why it is that people appear to be turning away from organized religion in the United States. And again, we've had on Jessica Gross of the New York Times, who's been doing a study about this, and the fact that there are so many people who are turning aside from religion. And you explain that by saying, well, it's people growing up. But the actual pattern appears to be that it's more young people. And traditionally, if you follow the patterns that people have in their lives, and that's certainly been the pattern in my life, is getting older, getting married, having children, And yes, I do think it's wonderful that marriage and childbearing is associated, but that tends to lead people to greater faith. And I know that many of the churches that are struggling, they're not struggling with people who are in middle aged or above. They're struggling with young people. So how does that go with the idea that it's an inevitable part of maturity to reject religion?
Well, the analogy I made was not about individuals. What I said was our country is growing up, kind of like what happened in Europe. We're getting less and less dependent on the divisiveness and the smallness of religion and the fights, and we're becoming more mature where we don't all have to be atheists, but we can at least get along in a diverse country. But I think you're right. When traditionally, at least, people used to get more conservative as they got married and had family because they wanted to instill moral values. But now we're not seeing that anymore. The 30% or so of Americans who are non-religious, they're not all atheists. It's only about roughly 10% that you would call atheists and agnostics, totally secular people. Many of them are just not associated with a religion. Some of them might actually pray and believe in God, but they're just not religious. Whatever that means, whatever that non-religious means, it is the fastest growing demographic in the country. In 1992, only 7% put down non-religion. Today, it's almost 30%, and among young people, almost 40%.
Well, I think those are on two different measures. I was just writing about this recently, and what the polling shows is 7% of Americans say that they are atheist or agnostic. It's that's what the number is today. But at the time, you're absolutely right, it's close to 30% of people who say they're unaffiliated with religion. What you have is a lot of people who say they believe in God and even who pray regularly, who something is keeping them away from church. I don't think it's necessarily your advertisements. Dan Barker, always good to talk to you. I wish you Godspeed. You should pardon the expression. We will be right back on the MedVet Show about some fears about democracy's future. Coming up.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money-back guarantee.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden will plead guilty to tax charges and a gun charge as part of a plea deal with federal authorities. The agreement entails pleading guilty to two misdemeanor tax charges relating to unpaid taxes amounting to approximately $1 million from several years ago. Efforts to locate a missing sub dedicated to exploring the Titanic are ongoing, according to the U.S. Coast Guard.
With C-130 aircraft searching by sight and with radar and subsurface, with P-3 aircraft, we're able to drop and monitor sonar buoys. those search efforts have not yielded any results.
Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick says it's facing a critical situation with less than 48 hours of oxygen remaining. Former President Trump is scheduled to stand trial for alleged mishandling of classified documents. A Florida judge has set the jury trial to begin on August 14th. However, the trial date is likely to be postponed pending motions filed by Trump's legal team. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show, the conversation that we just had with Dan Barker of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, I think highlighted some of the contradictions that people experience looking at life in America. Because on the one hand, you hear what the Freedom From Religion Foundation warns people about is the increasing influence of people who are deeply religious, the influence of such people in the Supreme Court of the United States, in the halls of power, regarding what the future is of school curricula and how things are going to go in school. And at the same time, you look at the numbers and there are literally thousands, more than 1,000 churches that close every year. Because people are not attending. There is a contradiction that is built into it. And there is this, there's in the New York Times a very encouraging piece by David Leonhardt, who is the editor of their The Morning section. And the headline is, Why There's Progress Finally on Closing the Black-White Pay Gap. And with all of the talk about inequality and reparations and discrimination and racism in the United States, there has been a dramatic, in the last 3-4 years, a dramatic shrinking of the pay gap between black people and white people. Why is that? A part of it is because in addition to all the bad economic news that we have around us and all the worrisome economic news that we have, we also have a tremendous amount of hiring that is going on. And particularly jobs for people who aren't necessarily highly qualified or deeply educated. those jobs are offering higher wages because they have to. And again, after decades of not catching up, they are now saying that the median wage for black earners compared with white earners has gone up fairly dramatically, certainly since 1980. And that's good news. Okay, there's also this right now with that kind of contradiction where the National Opinion Research Center, the University of Chicago survey about attitudes towards democracy, and I mentioned this yesterday, this is Robert Pape, who is a professor who actually looks at some of the fears that animate Americans profoundly. And they one of the questions that they ask people about is, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Political elites, both Republicans and Democrats, are the most immoral and corrupt people in America. The most immoral and corrupt people in America, political elites. In January of this year, 108 million Americans agreed with that. And now they say it's 124 million Americans. It's more than a third of the country think that the political elites, both Republican and Democrats, are the most corrupt and immoral people in America. And then they ask, do you agree with this? A small group of elites controls all the levers of power and enrich themselves at the cost of normal Americans, and even more people agree with that. 132 million agree with that. How does that help the country? In other words, one of the things that you can look at, and it is very dramatic, and I was just talking with my wife about this last night, is in the last election, when there was not a tremendous amount of inspiration about either then Vice President or former Vice President Biden or about President Trump, and yet there were record turnouts. It was a remarkably high turnout election. One of the things that President Trump likes to say, he says all the time, is that he got more votes just in terms of raw votes than any other incumbent president before. And it's true, he did. But Biden, of course, got 7.5 million more votes than Trump did to replace that incumbent president. But what happened was there was a tremendous surge of voting participation. And people had looked at the first time Barack Obama ran in 2008, and that was also a high turnout election there. But this was remarkable. And I think that part of the reason that it was so remarkable was that people were afraid on both sides because there had been such a demonization on both sides. And when they answer that question about these elites who supposedly control everything, and they had asked the question, the with the political elites, both Republicans and Democrats, usually you're thinking of the opposition when you use the term political elites. It's not considered to be a flattering term at all. And when you talk about flattering terms at all, you know, President Trump has become so much the center of our political life. And the interview with Bret Baier, which is remarkable, and everybody ought to see it, because it really does highlight some of what I think people love about President Trump and some of what people fear about President Trump or even hold in some contempt. For instance, Just one question that we can get to, which is Brett Baer asked him about his reaction generally to the federal indictment, the indictment that he got in Florida. He wasn't worried. Why not? Listen, this is clip one.
Mike Pence had documents that were classified.
And he turned them over.
No, he didn't turn them over. He got caught. His lawyers found some documents, and then he turned them over. Why did he have them? He shouldn't be saying that, because he had classified documents. And immediately they said, oh, that's okay. And I suppose it's going to be okay with Biden, too, even though he has them in Chinatown, even though he has them in Delaware, and probably 100 times more than I have.
So you're not worried about this case?
Based on the law, zero. Zero. Presidential Records Act, plus the act, plus the Clinton case, which was won by Clinton as president, because he took tapes of leaders in his socks. Zero.
Okay.
Zero. And every good lawyer has said it, and you've seen that. Every good lawyer has said that.
Obviously, there are others
who
push back.
This was a weaponization of politics. This was a weaponization of the White House. This was a horrible thing. A candidate that's leading, I'm leading Biden by a lot, they go out and they weaponize. This is a horrible thing that was done.
Well, let's talk about the politics.
Okay, there is more conversation there about the National Archives and about the issue of the boxes, President Trump's boxes. And Brett Baer let him speak, but kept him focused, which is a terrific achievement for an interviewer. We will get to that. We will get to the threat to Joe Biden of the Bobby Kennedy campaign and much more, all coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Where's the outrage? I'm shook up, and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael MedVet.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. are taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved.
Here you are, as smart as they themselves. Okay. You're frighteningly smart, but so is the devil.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, in the Bret Baier interview on Fox News, and it was a two-part interview, they considered it with various Fox News commentators after the fact, and it's really the most revealing and extensive interview with President Trump, certainly I think since he has left the presidency, and at least for the time being. And one of the things that he said, which we just played for you, was immediately to say that there was a double standard because he was being prosecuted for holding top secret documents, and President Biden was not, and Mike Pence was not. Now, they both were vice presidents. They were vice presidents at the time that they were accused of taking the papers. But in both those cases, it's very clear, and those are the ones he brought up. He did not bring up Hillary Clinton in this particular segment that we played. But in both of those cases, there's every reason to believe that the Democrat Joe Biden and the Republican Trump appointed Mike Pence, appointed to be his running mate, that both of them were unaware of the documents being in their possession. Trump was very aware of it, and he was very aware, apparently, of holding on to the documents because he needed to keep them because he wanted to go through the boxes. He wanted to go through the papers of what was in there. In addition to his golf shoes and his golfing shirts, and other personal items, as he put it. And Bret Baier confronted Trump about the purported audio of him admitting that he knew that he had classified material that he wasn't supposed to have, which is the most striking bit of evidence that people have looked at as very serious. In other words, President Trump was speaking to a number of people, people on his staff, and there was a visiting editor of a book. This is the book for that Mark Meadows was going to be putting out. In any event, he told them, here, take a look at these papers, and that included apparently the plans, top secret plans about a potential invasion of Iran. But with all of that, he acknowledged that he could have declassified them at one point, but he didn't. and that he was still holding on to them, and he knew that they were supposed to be secret. So Bret Baier confronted Trump about the whole purpose of holding on to this classified material. Clip 4.
And the indictment cites the recording and the testimony from people in the room saying you showed it to people there that day. So you say on this on tape.
This is just the opposite.
That you can't declassify it, so why have it?
When I said that I couldn't declassify it now, that's because I wasn't president. I never made any bones about that. When I'm not president, I can't declassify
that. That's what you said. You didn't declassify it.
I said no. I said I couldn't
declassify it.
That wasn't a document, Brett. There was no document. That was a massive amount of papers and everything else talking about Iran and other things. And it may have been held up or may not, but that was not a document. I didn't have a document per se. There was nothing to declassify. These were newspaper stories, magazine stories, and articles.
I'm just saying what the indictment says.
Well,
the recording and the people in the room who testified.
These people are very dishonest people. They're thugs.
There are 31 documents listed. Nuclear capabilities of foreign countries, related to military capabilities of foreign countries, intelligence briefings on foreign countries. Why do you want to hold on to those documents after you're president?
I don't say I do.
You just didn't know what was in the boxes?
With NARA, giving them back. All of a sudden, we've got raided, which is a violation of my, you know, Fourth Amendment rights. They raided my home, and they came and they took things. We were discussing this with NARA.
Okay, why did he want to hold on to them? and this is one of the most remarkable aspects of this interview. This is clip 12. Listen.
The only way NARA could ever get this stuff, this back, would be please, 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 could we have it back?
And they
please.
Asked for that.
Because they have no... We
they
were
did
talking.
Ask for it.
No.
And they said, can you give the documents back?
And we were talking.
And then they said they went to DOJ to subpoena you to get them
which
back.
They've never done before.
Right. And but why not just hand them over then?
Because I had boxes. I want to go through the boxes and get all my personal things out. I don't want to hand that over to NARA yet. And I was very busy, as you've sort of seen.
Yeah, but according to the indictment, you then tell this aide to move to other locations after telling your lawyers to say you'd fully complied with the subpoena when you hadn't.
But before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
And what all sorts of things? He obviously did not have in the boxes necessarily. But he certainly has in his mind a solution for some of the challenges that Fox News faces. He throws this right back in Bret Baier's face. Listen, clip 2.
But what do you say to the voter who really liked many of your policies?
They still do.
But they can't handle the scandals or the controversies or the name-calling or the vitriol. What do you say to that voter who's worried that that all leads to a general election loss?
So, based on the polls, I'm leading Biden by a lot. Based on the polls, I'm leading all of the Republicans by a lot, by 40 points and more. Right now, I have the best polls I've ever had. People see this stuff for what it is. It's a political witch hunt. It's a continuation.
More independent voters watch Fox News than any other TV source.
A lot less than used to watch it.
They do watch. Those voters usually make up all the difference in the election.
And with the independent voters, by the way, right now there's a new poll highlighted in the Daily Mail. It's not Trump or DeSantis who does best among independent voters. Neither one of them. It's Mike Pence, which is, I think, interesting. There was a question about the female suburban voters, and this is utterly remarkable, who may play the deciding role in the upcoming general election. And listen to Trump's surprising answer about how he will appeal to them. 5.7.
And so to the female independent voter in the suburbs, what do you say
to
that?
At the right poll.
What do you say to that female independent suburban voter to win her back?
First of all, I won in 2020 by a lot. Okay? You know, let's get that straight. I won in 2020.
You know that this,
and if you look at all of the tapes, if you look at everything that you want to look at, you take a look at Truth to Vote, where they have people stuffing the ballot boxes on tapes, or
Mr. President,
let's go to recent. Well, wait a minute. Let's go to recent. FBI Twitter. Let's go to recent. The 51 agents. All corrupt stuff, Brad.
Understand about the Hunter Biden.
No, but that's
all
cheating
fair
on the election. But that's cheating on the election.
You lost the 2020 election.
Brad. You take a look at all of the stuff ballots. You take a look at all of the things, including things like the 51 intelligence agents.
There were recounts in all of the swing states. There was not significant widespread.
We're trying to get.
Okay. Basically, the idea that he's going to appeal to suburban female voters by going back and replaying and insisting that he didn't lose the 2020 election. Once upon a time, it was a fad in the 1960s. They had something called reality therapy. And I remember the guy who was associated with that term actually lived in our neighborhood. And reality therapy meant basically, if you have a problem, you have to deal with that problem by first of all recognizing it. The same kind of idea that is behind Alcoholics Anonymous or 12 steps programs, you could say, where first you got to recognize you have a problem. And President Trump has a problem where for more than 2 years now, it's 2.5 years, he has been, it's actually getting on close to 3 years. He has been denying the basic reality, which is that he did lose the election. And to deny that does no favors for him, nor does it help this greatest nation on God's green earth. We're going to be talking a little bit about the one missing ingredient that Trump could bring back that could actually help him win the presidency. What is it? We'll get to that coming up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.